Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf, and we are about 10 lines from the bottom of daf Tzadik Tesem Beis Tanu Rabbanan. Asara in cholkin lem truma bebeis agronis. There are 10 people to whom one can give his truma and be yotze the mitzvah of truma. However, the Chachamim said not to give them truma bebeis agronis. Don't do it publicly in the field, but rather, if you want to give them truma, you can send it to their homes. Veiluhin, these are the 10 people: Cheresh, Shoyte v'Katan, Tumtum v'Adroiginis, V'ho Eved, V'ho Isha, V'ho Orel v'Hatame. All straightforward. Additionally, V'nois Isha Shein Agenesloi, or a kohen that married somebody that he's not allowed to marry. So kohen that marries a grusha, Zayin v'Chalol, someone that he's not allowed to marry, him too, you're allowed to give truma to. However, not in a public place. V'kula mishagri lehem lebatem. However, these people, you're allowed to give them in their homes. Chutz mitame v'noisi isha shein agenesla. Except for a tame and someone who married the wrong person, a kohen that married someone who's not allowed to marry them, you can't even send the truma to their homes. Says the Gemara, Bishla mecheresh shayt v'katan. I understand why you cannot give truma to a cheresh shayt v'katan bebeis agronois labnei deyanino, because they're not balei das. And Rashi says that therefore v'zilusa de truma lechalik lehem begoyrin le'en kol. So it's a bezoyin to the truma, which has kedusha, to give the truma to a cheresh shayt v'katan in a public place. So it's not that there's something inherently wrong with giving truma to a cheresh shayt v'katan, as much as it's a din de rabbanan, because you're somehow embarrassing the truma, you're fashaming the truma by giving the truma to a cheresh shayt v'katan. Clearly implied, incidentally, from this price is that you can give truma to a cheresh shayt v'katan as long as it's not done le'en kol. We're going to get back to that. Tumtum v'adroiginis nami, a tumtum v'adroiginis as well. I understand why you can't give them truma. Bebeis agronois, because berio bifnei atzmei ninu, because they are berio bifnei atzmei. Rashi says, so dir tu v'hav yozilus of the kachem. Tumtum v'adroiginis are both people that are sofik zachar, sofik nikevets, in that vein that they're considered berio bifnei atzmei. Pasha berio bifnei atzmei just means that halachically we treat them as berio bifnei atzmei simply because we're not sure what to do with them. A tumtum is someone that we simply don't know whether he has the simonim of a zachar or the simonim of a nikeva, because the makam erva is covered, so we just don't know what's underneath that layer of skin. The adroiginis is somebody that has simonim of a zachar and of a nikeva. We spoke out not very long ago, and then the Perek Aron, Machloikis, Rabbi Yechonin, Reish Lakish, the pashtus and halacha is that an adroiginis is a berio bifnei atzmei. It's treated as a suffix zachar, suffix nikeva. However, there are two places that we mention in halacha where we find that the poskim bring that an adroiginis is not a suffix zachar, suffix nikeva, but rather an adroiginis is a vadai zachar. It's the shita of the ri, based on Rabbi Yochanan Shita. One place is the Torah in Hilchas Mila. The Torah says that when you do a bris mila on an adroiginis, you can make the brachas on the mila. It's a chiddush, because ordinarily, if it's a suffix, whether one is mechuyev in mila, suffix brachas, you'd always say lahakal, you wouldn't make the bracha. So if an adroiginis is a suffix zacha, suffix nekeva, how do you have a right to make a bracha? You shouldn't be able to make a bracha, because maybe the adroiginis is in a keva. But the Torah says that he's relying on the Shita Sari that held that an adroiginis is not a suffix zachar, but rather it's a vadai zachar. The other place is the Ramah in Evan Ezer, Hilchas Ishos, Simin Mem Dalid, where the Mechaber says that an adroiginus that's Mekadosh and Isha, Misafik, Wichayish for the Kedushin. If a man is Mekadosh and adroiginus, Misafik, Wichayish for the Kedushin. So he could be the Zachar, he could be the Nekeva, simply because he's a Zachar. But the Ramah says no. The Ramah says, V'yeshoimrim, that if a man is Mekadosh and adroiginus, Hareyat Mikudesh Asli, you don't have to be Chayish for the Kedushin. This adroiginus does not need a get in order to be Mutter La'alma. And the reason is, says the Ramah, because it's a vadai zachar. So you see that there is a merit to the shita that an adroiginus is not a berry bifnei atzmai, but rather would be a suffix zachar up in the cave. The Bach in Hilchas Milah is matmiya. He doesn't understand why the Tur himself, the only place he brings the shita zri, is in Hilchas Milah regarding making the bracha on the milah. But everywhere else, he lists a whole list of different places where the Tur discusses the halacha of an adroiginus, and he doesn't bring this yesh oimrim that holds an adroiginus is a vadai zachar. So certainly the pashtus is that an adroiginus is a berya bifnei atzmei. So as it relates to our sugya, we understand at least why you can't give that tumtum and the adroiginus truma bebeis agronus, for the same reason you don't give the cheresh shayt v'katan. Because again, like Rashi says, tap Rashi v'hav yozilus of the kachin. It's a bizarre for the kachin. Evan nami, I understand why you don't give truma to an evident or public place. Based on the Gemara we learned in the end of yesterday's daf, the machlek is Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda. Because if you're going to give truma to the evident, people may think the evident's a real kohen, and if they think he's a real kohen, they're going to let him do the avoid in the beis hamikdash, for example. They're you're going to treat him as a meyuchas, and that's something you can't do. Arov v'tamei, I understand why you can't give an arov v'tamei in a public place. Mishum demi'isi, because they're both disgusting. And arov's disgusting. That's a mishnah in Masechtas Nedarim, me'usa ha'arla. So arla and mi'us always come together. And apparently a tamei is considered ma'us as well. Noisi ishashenu genesle, I understand why someone who married a kohen that married a woman that he's not allowed to marry, you can't give him truma either in a public place. Mishum knas, that we saw not only in a public place, but even in a private place, you're not supposed to give it to them. But again, it's only midrabanan, it's a knas. Elo yisha my time aloy. But the only one of the ten that the Gemara doesn't understand is an isha. Why can't you give an isha, a bas kohen, an isha's kohen? Truma says the Gemara, pligi bar apobah v'ravun v'rav yishua. So it was machlekes amiram, head on the side. The chanama once, mishum grusha. It's a gzera, that if you're going to give this woman truma, who's an ishas kohen, you may come to give her truma even after she gets divorced. Now, if an ishas kohen gets divorced and has children, she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. But you may not realize that she was an ishas kohen. You may think perhaps that she was a bas kohen. You're not going to know that she was only allowed to eat truma for at that time for a specific reason. You may think that later when she comes to you, she's Vaiter Ladi Truma. So Xeri that you may give Truma to a Grusha, so the Chachamim said, never give Truma to a woman in a public place because someone may oversee it and not realize what exactly is going on. And the other one of Amiram said, Mishum Yichud. There's a Yichud problem. If a woman's going to come to a Beis HaGronos to collect Truma, it may come with a Yichud, right? We've seen many times in the Masechta, the Ruchel, the salesperson. So issues used to come sometimes when the salespeople, they used to sell perfumes to the women, would come to the women's doors, they would do business together, and it would lead to Yichud and potential Isurei Bia issues. So it's for that reason, Mishum Yichud, the Chachamim said, not to give to this woman. My Benayu, is there a nafkamina if the reason is Mishum Grusho, Mishum Yichud? So the Gemara says, there are two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is Beidari de Mikro Lamasa, Veloy Shchichi Behuinchi. What if you have a Goroin, a Beis HaGronos, which is close to the city? So people know who this woman is. There's no chshash that people are going to think that later, even when she's a grusha, you can give her truma. However, lo shchichubu inchi, but there is a yichud issue. Inami, the reverse. The merchak, it's a Beis HaGronos that's far away, so people have no idea who this woman is, so there is a chash that even after she's a grusha, she may come to collect truma. However, v'shchichi ba inchi, there are people there, so there's no yichud issue, but there's a grusha issue. Either way, there can be nafkiminis. The kulon, mishaglan, lebateim, the Braisa said, you're allowed to send all of them truma to their homes, except for the tamei and the kohen that marries a woman that he's not allowed to marry, then cannot get truma even in the privacy of their homes. Avol says the Gemara, Oral, who you would think maybe should fall into that category, Meshagrinale, you can't send my time, says the Gemara, Mishum the honest, because the Oral is always considered an honest. Rashi says, why is the Oral considered an honest? Because what do we mean when we're discussing Oral? Someone who didn't have Brismila, not because he didn't want to do Brismila, he didn't have Brismila because his brothers died, Machmasmila. And being that his brothers died, Machmasmila, so he's really an honest. Being that he's an honest, we're not going to punish him to the extent to say that he can't get Shum at all. Publicly, you don't give him Truma, Mishum Demi'isi. But privately, you can't give him Truma. But the Gemara asks, Tomei Nami or Anis? A Tomei presumably is also an Anis. Says the Gemara, True Ha Nafesh Oinse, Vahai Loi Nafesh Oinse. They're both Oinsin, but an Oral is more of an Oinis than is a Tomei, and being that he's more of an Oinis, so we cut him a little bit more slack than we do the Tomei. Incidentally, you would think that this Gemara that says that the Oral that can't eat Truma is an Oinis should be told in the Machlokes, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, that we mentioned in the beginning of Perek Aral. Rashi says on the first mission of Perek Aral that discusses an Aral that's not allowed to eat Truma. What does an Aral mean? Shemesu Achav Machmas Mila. This is a boy who had two brothers. They both died Machmas Mila. Machlik is Rebbe, Rishim, and Gamliel. Well, Chazaka is Bishtaim. Chazaka is with three. We paskin Chazaka is with two, in most cases. So two brothers died. The third brother is not allowed to have Bris Mila. He is considered an oinus. So it's for that reason it works out very well. But Rabbeinu Tam argued. Rabbeinu Tam said that an oral that's an oinus is allowed to eat truma. He's not an oral. To the extent that his brothers died machmas mila, he doesn't have a din oral. And if his father's a koyin, he is a koyin, and he would be allowed to eat truma. Who's the oral that's not allowed to eat truma? Someone who's a pesheya, who can have bris mila. He just doesn't want to have bris mila. It's dafka he that's not allowed to eat truma. Tosfos in the beginning of Perek Gadol does not quote Rabbeinu Tam. The Tosfos Yishanim quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos Masechtas Chagiga Daftal Amid Beis quotes Rabbeinu Tam. But either way, that is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam as quoted by the Rishonim, that an oral is someone that's not an oinus. This Gemara would seem to say that the oral is an oinus. He's nafesh unse Rashi l'shitase very nicely shemesu achiv. But to the extent that Rabbeinu Tam says that the oral that can eat truma is always someone that's an oral b'mezid, then who said we're talking about an oinus? But either way, that is what the Gemara says. So an oral is not as chomer as a tamei simply because he himself is going to be a little bit more of a oinus. Tan rabbanon, ha eved vo isha in chalklam truma beveis agranos. An eved and an isha do not get truma beveis agranos, like the Braisa said. Two of the 10 people mentioned in the Braisa. Ubimokam shechalkin, but in a place where they do give truma to an isha in a beis agranos, noisin le isha tchila. Then not only should you give the isha, but if an isha shows up for truma, give her before you give the man. And then let her go home. So the Gemara says, my kama, how do you understand this brisa? We said, don't give the isha, and if you do give the isha, give her first. If you don't give the isha, you don't give the isha. Hachi kama. But makam shecholkim meiser ani, meiser and truma, meiser rish and truma, you never give to a woman. What can you give potentially to a woman? Meiser ani. My taima, Mishum, but so when you do give to a woman, my time of Mishum Zilusa, because it's not nice for the woman to have to wait around in the Beis Agronis. So to the extent that she's there and you're giving her, again, Maiser Oni, then give her first. Oh, my Rabbi, Rabbi said, it used to be that if a man and a woman would come before me for a Din Torah, I would first take care of the Din Torah of the man and afterwards of the woman. Amino, because I thought, the mechayiv the mitzvahs. Men are chayiv in mitzvahs, women are not chayiv in mitzvahs. Women are chayiv in some mitzvahs, the chayiv in mitzvahs I say, she'ein as mangaroma, and in mitzvahs list I say. But men are chayiv in more mitzvahs. Men are chayiv even in mitzvahs I say, she'as mangaroma. And Talmud Torah is a lot of mitzvahs that men are chayiv in, that women are not chayiv. So I thought men are more chashiv, because they're chayiv in more mitzvahs. So being that they're chayiv in more mitzvahs, so I would take care of the din Torah of the men first. Incidentally, the Velt says that the reason men are chayiv in more mitzvahs than women are is not because men are more chashuv, so men need more mitzvahs. But that's the Kirov answer to how do you explain the fact that men have more mitzvahs than women, right? Shouldn't women be equal to men? But it's so the political correct answer is that men are chayiv in more mitzvahs because men need more mitzvahs. The word mitzvah is miloshin tzavsa, means to connect. The purpose of a mitzvah is it's a vehicle, it's an intermediary to bring a person closer to Hashem. You put on tefillin, you learn Torah, you daven. Mitzvahs are all hechitimtzos, vehicles to bring a person closer to Hashem. Men, by their very nature, are less spiritual. As a result, they need more to bring them closer to Hashem. Women are more spiritual, so they need less. They need less tzavso. They need less mitzvahs to bring them closer to Hashem. So the fact that we have more mitzvahs is not a sign that we're more chashuv. To the contrary, it's a sign that we're less chashuv. It's a sign that we're less spiritual. But here the Gemara says that Rava said that from the fact that men have more mitzvahs, I always took that to mean that they're more chashuv, that I would always attend to their business before the business of the women. But given the Shemana Lahu, but once I heard this idea that a woman that comes to the Beis HaKadosh to collect Maaser Ani, take care of the woman first and then take care of the man. Why Mishum Zilusa? Because it's a bizayon for a woman to have to stand around in the field. So I applied that to my Bezdin as well. Shavinu Tigrid Itzvereisha. Then I took the reverse tack. I take care first of the women and afterwards of the men. My time of why Mishum Zilusa? For this same very reason that the Braisa mentioned. So just one hour before we go weiter. The Braisa said there are 10 people that you don't give truma to in a Beis Agronis. However, 8 of those 10 people, Mishagrin Lahem Lebateim. 3 of the people mentioned in the Braisa were the Cheresh, the Shoita, and the Katan. Tzois in Simin Reish Mem Gimel Ois Dalet brings from the Prichadash that the Prichadash said that why is it that you can't give truma to a katan? He was discussing specifically a katan. We know a katan is not a bar schia. A katan can't be zeichen things. He can't be koina things. So if a katan can't be koina things, then how could you ever give truma to a koyan, to a katan? To the extent that the katan can't be zeichen the truma, so how are you mekayim your mitzvah of giving truma? In order for you to be mekayim your mitzvah of giving truma to the koyan has to be zeichen the truma. But if a katan is not a bar schia, he can't be zeicha, so how in the world can you be mekayim your mitzvah? And the Braisa, it's clear that it's only in the Beis HaGronis you can't give it to the Katan. But if you go to him privately, you could be yoytze the mitzvah. How could be yoytze the mitzvah giving truma to a Katan? A Katan's not a bar schiya. Azoy freit the prichadosh, azoy bring the ksois. Said the prichadosh based on a halach in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Matana. Chay shemishpat simin reish mem gimels of Katan test. And the Chabad says as follows. Katan shenoysen loytzor vizorkoi egez v'noytoi. A Katan that is enough a bar das, that he understands that if you give him an egoiz, he keeps it. And if you give him a rock, he should throw it away. So zoicha la'atzmoy. He is a bar kinyan. And as is mentioned here in the parentheses, v'davka kishayesh das acheres machnaloi. But davka if there's a das acheres machnaloi. In other words, the Mechaber is saying that if there's a das acheres machnaloi, there's somebody on the other end of this transaction that is having in mind to be machna this thing to the katan, then although a katan ordinarily is not a bar schiyah, but with the koyach of das acheres machnaloi, and he's old enough to discern between an egoiz and a tzrar, he can't be a bar schiyah. Avol b'metzia, the Mechaber says loy. But let's say if he wants to be Zoichan a Metziah, he sees a lost object on the ground, Eil Metziah, and he wants to pick it up. It's a Peres Mefuzarin, Harei Elush. My son's learning Eil Metziah. Peres Mefuzarin, it's Harei Elush. He wants to pick it up and he wants to be Zoichan it, that he can't. Because there is no Das Acheres Machnet. There's no other person that's being Machnet to him. So if there's no one being Machnet, then there he can't be Zoichan. The point is, Al Yedei Das Acheres Machnet, these are the key words, a Katan can't be Zoichan. Says the Prichadash, every time Reuven gives Truma to a Kayin, this Das Acheres Machnet. He's giving the truma over to the kohen, and being that he's giving the truma over to the kohen, there's a koyach adas acheres machnas. For that reason, that a katan could be zayich in truma. It's tafka beveis agronis mishum zilusa the truma. You don't give it to a katan, but if you're sending it to his house over there, you will be able to. Freik tiktzois. I don't agree with you, the prichadash. You're saying that this das acheres machnas by truma there isn't. Why? Says the Ktois, once a person is mafresh his peiros to truma, the peiros become truma. They're technically not his anymore. The only bailus, the only teras mamoin that the owner has in this truma is the right that he has to decide which coin to give it to. But moi can't be makadish anisha with it anymore. More than that, it's not his. He can't be makdish it. You can't sell it. You can just pick and choose which coin you want to give it to. That's what's called in Gemara as Teves Ana. Now, there's a machoikis in the Gemara, whether Teves Ana is mamoin or not mamoin. When I have ownership in a chefetz that limits me only to decide who to give it to, but to use it be'etzem, there's no intrinsic usage that I have from it because I can't use it anymore. Such as truma, is that considered that I'm an owner or not? So again, machloek is teves and a moment or not moment. We paskin teves and is not moment. So it says the ktsois, if we paskin teves and moment, teves and is not moment. So that means I don't have a din moment. If I don't have a din moment, so there's no koyach of das acheres machna. You're right, with this das acheres machna, the cotton could be zeicha. But being that I don't have any teres moment anymore, I'm not an owner. If I'm not an owner, I'm not a machna. I would be an owner if I had a din moment. The only din moment I have is Tevis Anah. Tevis Anah in a moment. It's for that reason that I would not be considered a Makna. I would not be considered a Makna. The Prichodesh wanted to take this a step further. The Prichodesh wanted to say that based on this Diuk in the Braisa, that you can't give Truma to a Katan at his home, so too you should be able to give Pidyan Haben, the five Sloim, that one has to give for a son that's a bechar to a kohen, to a bechar, to a katan that's a kohen as well. Because the reason you can give him truma is das acheres machna, so you have the same das acheres machna. Zok tiktois. Here I'm asking to prichadash. I'm asking that you can give the five sloim to a kohen that's a katan, because there is a das acheres machna. Truma, once I'm mafresh to truma, it's not mine anymore. All I have is tevis ana. If all I have is tevis ana, I'm not an owner, there's no das acheres machna. The five sloim, even if I'm mafresh the five sloim, I want these five sloim to go for pinyan aben of my son. It doesn't become mum and shave it. Nothing happens to that mice, other than the fact I made some sort of nether, maybe a nether to do a dvar mitzvah, that I'm going to use these five slum for pinyan aben. But more than that, not. If there's no more than that, it's still considered mine. I have more than just teves ana. I am the owner. If I'm the owner, this is das acheres machna. This is das acheres machna. Prichadosh is right. A cotton could be zoicha al yedei das acheres machna. Freik tiktzois. If I'm right that there's no das acheres machna, then what's pshat in the diuk? The diuk would seem to say, the braisa, that you could give truma to a cotton. There's no das acheres machna. So first tiktzois says, it's not muchach, because you see that the Brice says shaita also you can give. Shaita, there certainly knows the asacheres machna. So the Ktzais is a very long lomdish shmuz, but the Ktzais of Maskana says a very nice thing. Again, not for today's sugyo, but he says a lomdish. He says that all truma belongs to the Sheva Kehanim. Meaning there's a Chiddush HaTorah that when I say that I want this Peiros to be Truman, automatically the Torah gave it to the Kehanim. And all I'm doing is just determining which kind it's going to go to. But it was the Torah itself that gave it over to the Kehanim. Says the Ktsois, if the Torah is mezakeh something, the Turkey was like something to a katan also. And what's the precedence for that? Yerusha. A katan could be Yerush midayraisa. What's the pshad? A katan's not a bar schia. The teretz is the katan doesn't have to be koina for himself. It doesn't have to work with das acheres makna. The Torah itself was mezaka. So if the Torah itself was mezaka, over there you see a katan a shaykh to Yerusha. Truma would be doimed to Yerusha, zoktik tzois. And just like Yerusha, katan could be zoicha midayraisa. Not sure why I close that. But so too, Truma would work the same way. So in the Mishnah we had a sugya which discussed a kohen who had a kohen that had a son. Her shivcha also had a son. The sons got confused. So we have two little boys, and we're not sure which one is a kohen and which one is an eved, kanani. So there's major yichus issues over here. And the Mishnah went through a whole list of nafkiminas lalocha of how exactly we would treat this child. So the Mishnah said, Higdilu ataruva is when the children get older, so they should be meshachrer each other. The case is they got older, the father died, the father, meaning the kohen died, so now the child, whoever he is, is now the real Bailim. So he goes over to his friend, if I'm the son of the Kohen, I'll be Meshacher you, and if you're the son of the Kohen, you'll be Meshacher me, and we could all live happily ever after. So the Gemara says, Shichreru, it sounds like b'di'evet, iboy in, iloy boy lot. If they happen to be mishachar each other, then the halachas change. V'amai freik the Gemara, they should be mechuyev to go proactively and be mishachar each other. What should this be similar to the chatzi'evet and the chatzi ben chayrin? What do we do with the chatzi and the chatzi ben chayrin? So it was machoikus b'shan b'sul, and then b'sul came around to b'shamai, and what did they say? We forced the odoin to be mishachar, the tzad, Eved, simply so you should be able to get married. You have the same cheshbon over here. At least the shivcha in a yochel. Bas chayrin in a yochel. So you should be mechuyev to be meshachrim amarava. Ema koithen oisai. Umeshachrin says that. That's true. Amend the text in the Mishnah. Not shichreru b'di'eved, but rather koithen oisai umeshachrin says that. So this is another case where we force somebody to free his slave so that the slave should be able to get married. You always speak out Taisa's Kasha. How do you force someone? How could you force a master to free a slave so that the slave should be able to get married? You don't tell a person to do a little avera so somebody else will be spared from doing a bigger avera. And there's a mitzvah saseh, there's an isra saseh to free your slave because it says in the Torah, but here it's a little bit different because here the Odin himself can't get married. None of these people can get married. And being that none of these people can get married, each person's a suffix, so it's not just I'm bailing you out, I'm bailing myself out also. Maybe I'm the one, and being that each one is in question over here, so here it would seem to be even more posh. I don't know if you have to come on to the Tosfos throughout Shas that grapples with this halacha. Here it would seem to be more posh that koifa noisoi umeshacherin ze'eze. So how do you treat this child that we're not sure whether he's a koyin or he's a shivcha? So the Mishnah went through a whole bunch of halachas, and then the last line of the Mishnah was v'noisnin olav chumrei koyanim v'chumrei yisraelim. We give him the chumras of a kohen and the chumras of a non-kohen. L'may hilchasa, Rapapa, meaning l'may hilchasa, what is the Mishnah adding with that line that wasn't already mentioned in the Mishnah? L'minchasa, it's coming to be meis of a halacha regarding the korban mincha, because there's an afkamina in halacha whether a Yisrael brings a korban mincha and a kohen brings a korban mincha. Yisrael, kohen, they bring minchas. A Yisrael brings a mincha, the halacha is first you do kmitza, and you take the kohemetz, you burn it on the mizbeach. Burning the kohemetz is always the equivalent of doing the zrikas hadam. That's throughout Masechtas Menachos. You always mirror the ktoras kemitza to the zrikas dam. Afterwards, you take the leftover flour, you bake it, then you're able to eat it. That's a minchas Yisrael. Minchas Kayan, there's no kmitza. The entire mincha is burned on the mizbeach. So what do you do with this suffik Yisrael, suffik Kayan, if he brings a carbon mincha? So what you do is, you take both chumras. Nik metzes, kiminchas Yisrael. You do kmitza like you would for the mincha of Yisrael. Vein and echel is minchas Kayan, but you don't. Instead of eating the shirayim, you burn the shirayim. Okay, tzara koymeitz, korv ba'atzmoy. Vashireim, craven ba'atzmon, you cover your bases. You do the kmitza But instead of eating the shrine, you burn the shrine. But the Gemara says you can't do that because Ikri Kan Kol Shemen Ali Ishim Ari Abba Masak Tiru. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to burn the shrine. It's not only you're allowed to eat it, but if you want, you could burn it. No, it's usur. It's a loisaseh in the Torah to take the shirayim of a minchas Yisrael and burn it. So you're not covering your bases because on the tzad that he's a Yisrael, you're burning the minchas Yisrael. You're being over there. So Kol Shemen Ali Ishim Ari Abba Masak Tiru. Maybe the brayder of Shemen Pazim Nasuk Lishem eats him. That when you burn the shirayim, you have in mind not b'teiras haktara. Hashirayim, but rather as if you're just adding fuel to the fire, which is something that you're allowed to do, like Beteris Nedava. You're not allowed to burn the Shirayim Beteris Korban as a Reach Nichayach. But if you do it just in the same vein as adding wood, just adding fuel to the fire, that's something that you're allowed to do. But that all is good according to Rabbi Loza. That actually holds at the Milo Lusham. It's El Rabban that argues with Rabbi Loza over the Mayu Kilomemar. So the Gemara says this is another eight. So double the Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya Loza, Shimon Omer, Hakoimitz, Korev La Atzmoy, Vashirayim, Miss Pazrin, Obey Sadeshin. They're discussing the halacha in Chaschite. But the Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon had a different halacha. He said there was a question what to do with the Shirayim, not to burn it, but you also can't not burn it. So there was an in between. Spread it out on the Beis HaDeshen. So that's what you would do over here. You'd spread it on the Beis HaDeshen, so you wouldn't be over the Isser of Kol Shem Yimenu L'Ishem Areyu B'Basak Tiru, but also you wouldn't violate the principle of a Minchas Koyen that says that you're supposed to burn it. And the Gemara says, Afilu Rabbonon, that say by the Minchas Choyte, that it doesn't work when you just spread it on the Beis HaDeshen. That was Dafka over there, the Basak Krovi, where it was a Vaday Basak Krovi. We knew for sure it had to go on the Mizbeach. So for sure it had to go on the Mizbeach, don't put it on the Beis HaDeshen. Find a way to get it on the Mizbeach. Aval Hocha, but over here, where it's only a Suffolk if it has to go on the Mizbeach, because on the Tzad that it's a Minchas Yisrael, it doesn't go on the Mizbeach. For the Rabbanu Moidu, the Rabbanu would agree that over here, this is a good idea. Zokta Mishnah Vayter. Someone who did not wait after her husband died, 3 months before she remarried. We're familiar with the halacha of Havchana. We had the halacha of Havchana in Perek Acholet, Daf Mem Beis. That was the Ikur Sugya of Havchana. It was a Shabbos daf that we spent some time on. So the idea is that if a woman was married and now her husband died, or he divorced, or even if it was a Maisa's Nos, see, she has to wait 3 months before she gets married again, because what happens if she doesn't wait 3 months? She waits 2 months and then she has a child. This child is going to be a suffix. Does it belong to the previous man or does it belong to this man? And we don't want to have a child to whom we don't know who the father is. What's the reason? Why do we care so much? So that was the Gemara Daf Mem Beis earlier. So the halach is that we're supposed to wait 3 months. Incidentally, if you recall, the Gemara said it really was an Eitzah. There was a way to know when exactly this child was born, because as soon as 3 months pass from the time she becomes pregnant, it becomes Nikah de Uber. So there was a test, an exam that they could have done to the woman to figure out when exactly she became pregnant. But being that she's a married woman, it would be a bezoyin to her, it's a zilusa to perform this exam, and it's for that reason that the Chachamim felt not to do it. But technically, it's something that can be done. Nice Chassam Sofer we spoke at, if you remember, Mishle Shasa Achabai L'Shoish Chadashim, V'Nisseis, but she didn't wait 3 months, and she got married, V'Yolda, and now she had a child, V'Ein Yodua, we do not know, Im Ben Teisha L'Rishoyin, Im Ben Shiva L'Achroin, who's the father of this child? Is it the previous husband, and she had a full-term pregnancy? Or maybe no, belongs to the second man, and this child was born after 7 months. So, well, how do we treat this child? Lehalacha. So a whole Mishnah of cases. Let's say she had children from the Rishon and children from the Sheni. So then, and then these two boys died, left over no children. So their wives are now Shemeres Yovams. So the two live brothers that she has from these two men are Chilzin Velemi Yavnin. And the reason that each one can't do Yibum, so Rashi says, is because they were only Achim min Ho'em and not Achim min Ho'av, and therefore you may be Pegeya Be'eshes Achim Imoy. V'chein hu lehem, the same thing would be true in the reverse. If those brothers died, they themselves would not be able to do Yibum. Choyleitz v'loy miyab. Choyleitz Achim min Ho'rishin v'Achim min Ho'sheni. What if these other boys are brothers min Ho'av u'min Ho'em? I'm sorry, only brothers men av, but shaloi mi oisoim, that each one has an ach men av, who chaylatu miyabim, he himself, the sveikos, can do, would need to do chalitza, would not be able to do yibam. However, vehem, echot chaylatz, echot yabim, we'll see that in the Gemara. Hoy echot yisrael, echot koyin, what if, again, you have these children, or this one child, and you're not sure who the father of the child is? is the father, again, the Rishon or the Sheni, but one was a Yisrael, one was a Kayin. That's the wrinkle we had in this case. So this child is now, not only do we have a Safik whose father is, we have a Safik if he's a Kayin or if he's a Yisrael. So Noise Isha Ru'uya L'Kayin. Number one, he has to marry a woman that a Kayin's allowed to marry. He can't marry a grusha, a zayin of a chalala, because he's a safek kohen. The imetam of the mace, he can't be imetam to a mace, because maybe he's a kohen. The initma, if he is imetam of the mace, in his safek is arbon, he can't give him malchus, because maybe he's a yisrael. In the eichel b'truma, because maybe he's a yisrael. The imachal, in the mishalim, kerem v'chaymish, but if he does eat, you can't force him to pay, because maybe he's a kohen. The inichoylik ala goyer, and he can't go to the beis agronis and demand truma, because maybe he's a yisrael. I'm not giving it to you, prove it to me. Umoicher hatruma, when he gets truma, however, he doesn't have to give it to the kohen, because maybe he's a kohen, but he also can't eat it, because maybe he's a yisrael. So what does he do? You get the gist of it. So he has to sell it. V'adomim shaloi, he's allowed to keep it, because maybe he's a kohen. The inichoylik b'kotchi akadoshim, because maybe he's a yisrael. The inoisin loyas akadoshim, because maybe he's a yisrael. The inmoitzin eshalim yod, but you can't take kachin from him because maybe he's a kohen. Upotem in azroyev alichayim v'akeba, again because maybe he's a kohen. Ubechoyrei is bechoyrei yehroya achi yistoyev, so you're not really sure what to do with it, so you have to treat it as a safik. V'noisnen olav chumrei kohanim v'chumrei yisrael. Hoyu shneim kohanim. What if both of these men in question, both of the potential fathers, were kohanim? Hu oinen aleihem v'heim oinen in olav. So then, if the fathers die, or if the children die, misafik, the fathers have to keep the halachas of aninos towards the sons, towards the son, and the son would have to keep aninos towards the fathers. Again, we're not sure who's who, so misafik, you always have to keep the halachas of aninos. Who in a metam alehem? But in the reverse, being that we're dealing with kehanim over here, if we're dealing with kehanim, so you can't be metama to them. They ain't metama alehem. The fathers are not metama to the son either. Who in a yerushai son? The son doesn't yarshin the fathers because it's a safik. How could he take the yerusha? Avalheim yarshin isai. But if he dies, the two fathers can come together. Remember those gemaras and achilets. All the different cases, they'll come together and they'll split the Yerusha. I might be the father, you might be the father. All right, together, we're the father. So, for sure. So, let's take it. If the son hits the father, so there, he's not chaya for Makkah of a V'imoy. Valkilalasai is not chaya for Mikal of a V'imoy. Right? Potter al-Makasai, Valkal al-Shazav al-Shazav, for both of them. Oyulab al-Mishmari, Shazav al-Shazav. If the father was a Kayin, he could do the Avoida, even though we don't know who his father is, still he could do the Avoida. That's the topic of the majority of the Gemara till the end of the Daf. But which Mishmar does he do? He does both Mishmar, right? Remember the Mishmaris, 24 Mishmaris, everything was divided into. It used to be 4, then 24, 4, 8, 24, Mechas Chinuch. Mashiach comes, it's going to be much more than that. You can change it up, down. The Einoi Chaylek, however, he doesn't get any of the Matnas Kuna. He doesn't get from the Lechem Aponim. He doesn't get from the Karbonis. Because they could always tell him, you're not part of my Mishmar. We're not giving you. But let's say both fathers were not only both Kehanim, but they even belong to the same Mishmar. Then Echad, Noitel Chaylek Echad. Then Noitel Chaylek Echad. Then they can each divide one chelik at least, because Maman of Shach, they have a schus over here. Maman of Shach, they belong to the Mishmar. Says the Gemara. Dafla mich, dafka michlet zvahadi yevume, alvi yevume birei shaloi, the kapagi vam on the Shach. That was going back on the case in the Mishnah where they were going to be able to do Yibum, but before you did Yibum, first you'd have to do Chalitza, because what happens if you're getting the wrong one, and then you're going to be over the Isser of Yevam on the Shach. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Asara kayhanim, kaimdim. There were 10 kohanim that were standing. Upirish echmehem, and one of the kohanim went ubal and was boil a woman. We don't know which one of the 10 kohanim was boil this woman, and they had a child. Zavlad shtuki. The vlad is considered a shtuki. What does shtuki mean? That when he calls his father Abba, meshaskenoise. We tell no, not necessarily. So we tell him to be quiet. Shtuki miloshen shtika, my shtuki. What does it mean? Halacha l'maisa. With regards to what halacha are we suggesting? That being that we don't know who the son's father is, so we treat him as a shtuki. Did Shmuel mean to say that if one of these men die and this child comes to Bezin and says, "Oh, he might be my father," so I want a yarshin? Of course, pshita miyadin avu amanu. There's a 10% chance that this man that just died is his father. Certainly, you're not going to give a person a yerusha because there's a 10% chance that he has a claim. So obviously, he he's not going to get it. What it means is that we don't let him be a kohen. And why is that a chiddush? Because all 10 men were kohanim. So Mammon of Shach's father is a kohen. But being that we don't know who his father is, a child who's a shtuki, who we don't know who his father is, Shmuel said a chiddush, even though he's a vadai kohen, still we don't let him do the avodah. My timer, what's the reason for it? Very good. And my brother Basik says, V'hoysoloi ulezaroi acharov. It says in Parshas Pinchas, V'hoysoloi ulezaroi acharov bris kohunas oylam tachas hashakina l'kavi chapra b'nei Yisrael. What are those words? V'hoysoloi ulezaroi acharov b'inan zaroi miyuchas acharov aleko. The only time a kohen is a kohen with regards to him having the right to do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, if it's zaroi miyuchas acharov. But if it's ein zaroi miyuchas acharov, we just had the idea of afkuri ach. If it's ein zare miyuchis achrov, here he certainly has yichus. We just don't know who his yichus is. He can't do the avodah. Maskel v'rapop elamayato. If we're being medayik, the words v'hoysoloi ulezare achrov, then there's another passage in the Torah where we should make a similar diyuk. Gabe Avram in the parish of Bris Mila, Hashem tells Avram dechsev v'akimoysi es brisi beini uveinecha uvein zarecha acharech l'dereisim l'brisoidom liyos l'chol le'likim ulezarecha acharecha. Almost the same exact words. Haso maiko mazalei rachmono. What drosha you going to darshin from that pasuk? So the Gemara says, "Achi kamarle." No, I have a locha that you can learn from that pasuk as well. A halacha gedoyla loy sinosev ivedes kichovin v'shivcha delelezo zarach basro. What the Torah was telling Avram was, don't marry a shivcha. Because if you marry a shivcha or a vedes kichovin and you have a child, who is the child's yichus going to be? The child's yichus is going to be the mother and not the father. The child of a shivcha knanis is a shivcha or an eved kanani, ha'isha v'yelodeo t'yeladineo, that's the makar. So that's what he was saying. Don't have a child that's not going to be miyuchis acharecha. Only have children where the yichus is going to follow you, not a child with the yichus, meaning Hashem was telling him that you're not, who? Very good. Fake the mashah. I wasn't sure if I should speak it out. Perfect, Masha Hagar. What happened to Hagar? Avram himself was married to Hagar. Here we have a pasuk where the Torah told Avram, Hashem told Avram that you're not allowed to marry a Shivcha Kananis. Avram himself was married to a Shivcha Kananis. Azoy fake the Mashah. And the Mashah over here says a tremendous Yisoid, which has a lot of Chumash Torah ramifications. But the Mashah says, I'll read it to you inside. The Tzarech Loimar, Kiven the Nasa Koidim Shenimoil, being that Avram married Hagar before the Parash of Bris Mila, the Oz says the Mashah, Loikayim Adayin Kol HaTorah. This Marsha, Yevamos Daf Kof, is a quoted Marsha, where the Marsha said that although we know the Gemara says Avram was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, Afilu Erev Tavshilin, that it was only after Bris Mila. The Bris Mila was the Geirus of Avram Avinu, and that's when he started keeping the Torah. But before Bris Mila, not. And the Marsha says, I'll prove it to you. Because everybody asks Akasha that if Avram kept Kol HaTorah Kula, why did he wait till Hashem told him to do Bris Mila, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Bris Mila? Why didn't he do the Bris Mila before Hashem told him to? Wasn't Avram Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula? Says the Marsha, it's a riot to my side. He only started keeping the Torah after Bris Mila. Once he had Bris Mila, that's when he started keeping the Torah. But until Bris Mila, he did not keep the Torah, and it's for that reason it wasn't. Darach Laner says a different terrorist in Mashal's Kasha. Darach Laner says that it could be based on the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says that the only time it's aser for a person to be boil a non-Jew is if he does it derech hasnus, loy teschatim bam. But a derech znus ba'alma loy siya kedesha, the Rambam Shita is that there is no issa deiraisa. Avram never married Hagar. She was not derech ishus derech hasnus. She says, Darach Laner, maybe it's for that reason it was never considered asa. According to the Rambam, there's an etza, why maybe it wouldn't have been asa. But the Masha asks another kasha that everybody's bothered with. Even if Avram was megayer, Hagar would have been a problem. Because who was Hagar's father? Paroi. She was a mitzvah Rishayna, and a mitzvah Rishayna till Dor Shlishi, Yavar Lahem B'Kal Hashem. But it told the third generation of mitzvah, she's not letting it be Baba Kal Hashem. So what about the fact that she was a mitzvah Rishayna? Says the Marsha, Avram himself was a ger. And we had a machlokes in the Gemara with a Kal Gerim Ikri Kal. So if Kal Gerim was Ikri Kal, so here's the irony. Avram Avinu wasn't considered Kal Hashem. Avram is the father of Kal Yisrael, but maybe he himself was not considered Kal Hashem. He was considered Kal Gerim. So if he was Kal Gerim, the Isser of Dar Shlishi Yavla B'Kal Hashem maybe wouldn't apply to Avram Avinu. There's a lot of Torah over here, but just a little taste of some of the raid over here, thanks to Reb Yossi. Says the Gemara, Mesa. Oh, very good. Very good. I said very good. They say that the I saw the Paneach Rosa. That the Paneach Rosa says it's Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says that the reason you're not allowed to marry a Mitzri until the Dor Shlishi is because of the fact that they drowned the Yidden. This is in Yonah the Yema, the Parsha Shavua. They drowned the boys, and it was Oynish for that. Being that it hadn't happened yet, so it says the Paneach Rosa said there was no Alocha Mitzri Shani. He says it to answer this Kasha. How Avram was allowed to marry Hagar, why wasn't she considered a mitzvah Rishayna? Yeah. But Freyt the Gemara, Meisvei, so Shmuel said halacha. Shmuel said that if you have a child, we're not sure who the child's father is, he's for sure a Kayin, still he's not allowed to do the Avodah, because it's halacha of Be'inan, Zaroi, Meyuchas Achra. Freyt the Gemara, Meisvei, Akasha, from a Mishnah earlier in the Masechta. Case where you had two brothers that were both Kayhanim, and one brother died without children. The other brother didn't wait 3 months like he was supposed to, the Shiraf Chana, and he did Yibum. And then we found out that this woman was pregnant. Now, if the child belonged to Reuven, that it comes out, Eishes Reuven never fell a Yibum. She was an Eishes Ach Shalei B'Makom Mitzvah, so that Shimon did Yibum Shalei B'Makom Mitzvah. If the child belongs to Shimon, then there really was a Mitzvah of Yibum. But either way, the Mishnah said, the child is royally Eis Kayin Gadol. Even be the Kohen Gadol, because the Mamar Shach, he's a kasha. If it's Reuven's child, he's a kasha, and if he's Shimon's child, he's a kasha, because Shimon had a mitzvah to do Yibum. So the child is definitely not a mamzer. The child is royally as Kohen Gadol. Freiting Gemara, how's he royally as Kohen Gadol? You have a child, you don't know who the father is. Well, be in Zara and Yochas Archav Alek. He can't even be a Kohen Hedyet. How could he be the Kohen Gadol? Says the Gemara. Zarim Yuchas Acharav the Rabbanon. The whole idea of needing Zarim Yuchas Acharav is only in the Rabbanon. The Kra, the whole pasuk is an asmacht of Alma. The Higas Rabbanon Biznus. When the Rabbanon goes there, when the Bia was a Bia's Nus. Benesuin. But if everything happened, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, there were Masadik Kedushins by the first one, by the second one, everything worked out fine, then there is no such halacha. Freit the Gemara, ubeznus mi gazer. Is that true? That by zusnus no halacha? And this is Mori's kasha. But tonight we learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, Mishaloi shasa achar. Little kinesai from here. Mishaloi shasa achar by lishloi shakadoshin. Somebody who didn't wait 3 months after her original marriage, v'nisses, and then she got married, v'yold, and had a child. So the Mishnah said, we're not true the father of the child, this is this ganza halachas. So ask the my achar bailo, what in what way did she leave her original marriage? So she was married. She's not married anymore. She didn't wait 3 months. She got married to Tzveit Amal. What happened the first time? Did her husband die? Did he give her a get? What exactly went down? Ilema achamisa's baila doesn't mean that her husband died. Ema sefer can't be, because look at the sefer. The sefer said, who oinein aleim? The child has to keep aninus for both men in question, because each one may be his father. The haim and the two fathers, oinein in alav, have to keep aninus to the son. Now, bishlem hu oinein aleim, bishlem the halacha that he keeps aninus for them, mishkachas la, binesu in the sheni. Number one, maybe it means the second father, or it's possible that he can keep aninos for the first father, even if he never met this father. This man had died before his mother remarried and had him, this questionable child, but it's negay likut atzames if they undig the grave and then they bury it again. So then there's halachas of aninos all over again. But the fathers keep aninos for the son. The two fathers both have to be oininim to the son. The first father died already, so it sounds like this first father is still alive. Ella, so if he's alive, how did the wife remarry? If he's alive, she can't remarry. But Grusha, oh, he gave her a get. Umay achar baila, achar get baila. That's what it means. So she was married. Her husband gave her a get, and then she remarried. Aim basebo. Look at the sefer. Who aim matam lehem? Vehem aim matam loy. So the halacha is the son can't be matamah to any one of these fathers if he's a kohen, and the fathers can't be matamah to bishlam. Hey, aim matam le bishlam. The fathers can't be matamah to him lechumro. The chol chad. Each one, misafi can't be metama because maybe it's not his son. A kohen can only be metama to his son, to his karev. Elo who ain't metama lehem, but the fact that he can't be metama to his father is amai. Why not? Bishlemi l'sheni. Listen to the Gemara's kasha. Bishlemi l'sheni. Bishlemi to the second father. I understand you can't be metama. Lo letami le, because maybe he's not his father. Elo l'rishon, but to the first father, letami le memanav shach. Memanav shach, he should be able to metama to him. Why? Ibrehu, if he's his father, meaning I'm the son. Shapa gametama le. Son can be metama to his father. No, maybe he's not his father. Maybe the second one's his father. If the second one's his father, then Vaiter he can be metamele because he's a cholol, because his mother was a grusha. The father had no business marrying her. Now that he had a child, the child's a cholol. So either the first one's his father, or if the second one's his father, he's not a kohen, or he doesn't have kedushas kohuna. He's a cholol. Some amon of shachish be able to be metamele to the first one. So that also can't be what the Mishnah is discussing. Elalav, what must the Mishnah be discussing? Had it she go from husband A to husband B, it wasn't husband A. It was Nus. He didn't die, he's alive. He didn't give her a get. He didn't have to die. He didn't have to give her a get. All it was a Maisa's Nus. She was supposed to wait 3 months after the Maisa's Nus, and she didn't. She remarried. Umay Achabayla, so what does it mean Achabayla? Mishnah says her husband, Achabayla, means after the Bayla. Viktani Seva, what does the Seva say? Oyla b'mishma shazev shazev. That if both of these men are Kehanim, the Bayla was a Kayan, and her husband, the second man is a Kohen, then he does the Avodah, but there's issues with the Mishmar. But doing the Avodah, he could do. It's Vityufta the Shmuel, the Kashan Shmuel, because Shmuel said that even a Vaday Kohen, but if his Yichus is not Vaday, we don't know who his father is, even if Mamon of Shach L'chol Atzadim is a Kohen, he's not allowed to do the Avodah. Amrab Shmaya, I have another Eitzah. You know, we're discussing not a woman who was married and her husband died. Not a woman who was married and her husband gave her a get. Not a woman that wasn't married at all it was a Maisa's Nos. We're discussing a woman that was married, a girl that was married, Kedushe Ketana, she was married to Rabbanon, and how did she get out of her first marriage? Al Yidei Miyum. But the Gemara says that doesn't work either. Because my man is Mikal Yalda, you can keep your Gemara close, it's fine. My man is Mikal Yalda, could a Ketana have a child? Vatani Rabibi Kamei Rav Nachman, one of the first big sugis in the Masechta, Shalosh Noshim Mishamsho is Bemoich. Ketana Meuberes Umeiniko. Ketana is Mishamish Bemoich. Right? What's the issue of being Mishamish Bemoich? Is there a Levatol? A Ketana is allowed to be Mishamish Bemoich, Shemet Sabbath Thomas, because we're afraid that she may become pregnant and then she'll die. Meubere shemetasa ubrasandal. It may affect the child that she already has. And me nika shemetigmalas mena fiyomas. She's going to lose her ability to nurse her child, and that may cause the child that is the baby that she has to die. Fiyomas. Veizoi ktano. What's the definition of ktano? That's mishamish b'moich mi bas achas esrei shana v'yemechot. Ad pas shtei meses from 11 to 12. Pachas mikain, oh yeser al kain. Meshamesh is kedag belachasay. Pachas mikain, she can't even be pregnant. And yeser al kain, she's already a gedolah. Divir ameir. V'chachomim oimrim achazu v'achazu. Meshamesh is kedag v'hoileches. Umin hashamayim yirachu. Shnei meshamim b'shamayim b'shamayim. We've talked a lot about this previously. But what do you see from here? What's that? But you see from it, so what's the Gemara's kasha? You can't tell me that the Mishnah is discussing a Ketana, because a Ketana can't have a child. If she's less than 11, she can't even become pregnant. And if she's between 11 and 12, but she's still a Ketana, she could have a child. But for Thomas, the child's going to die. So either way, it's not shayach for this case to be talking about a Ketana, because if she was a Ketana, it wouldn't be shayach for her to have a child. And we'll leave it over here.